This is CliffCentral.com.
What time does this thing start, Ryan?
Wait, it starts just now.
It's Friday, 9 o'clock. If you're listening,
I've changed the chairs. It's thrown me off.
Are you sitting in that chair? Now you know what it's like for me with the desk. Yeah. Now you know what it's like for me with the desk.
Are we live now?
You're mic two.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
You're mic two. Rishu will be mic one.
So that's the one I'm sitting in the... What's up, Rishu?
Rishu's not mic one. He'll be mic four. How are you, man? Rishu, how are you doing? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
So if you're a smart, sexy human, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, then you should be listening to the Just Now comedy podcast.
I'm so smart and sexy, I'm listening to it live.
Remember how we used to call it? We used to call it the Gas Comedy Podcast for like 3 years until we started calling it this. That's why I used to tell Eric, what time does it start?
And he says gas.
I want to start telling him, maybe it starts at 9, Eric.
It never starts at 9, though, let's be honest.
Two minutes late. So we have a guest with us. Yeah, we're going to talk to you now. Say something into the microphone.
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
Sure.
I don't know why you're on there. Ray?
Hey.
Ma?
Hi, Dave.
Ray Ma?
Shivamba.
Because he was Googling you, and Shivamba
is Floyd. Shivamba.
Yeah. I'm going to ask like a white thing. Are you guys related?
No, we're not related. The surnames do look familiar, similar. So.
Are they not exactly the same?
Yeah, they are from Ilim. There's this region called Ilim in Limpopo. And I'm from the side of Zanin. I don't know if you know Zanin.
I've been to Zanin, yes.
I have.
I went to some guy's farm to get pissed for a weekend.
Yeah, I've also been to Zanin.
Yeah.
I used to, when I used to work, we used to do call outs. I used to go to like all those Kukuza,
right.
Zanin, Aiduchwa.
Was that for the internet?
Yeah, hardware.
That's when the guy phones and says, to switch it on and off again.
Yeah, that's what they did with Zanin.
You have to drive all the way to Zanin to switch off the main. And
in 1994, they took the whole of Zanin and switched it on and off again just to start it up.
Are you serious?
You can't say anything racist today.
Also, Ray, I'm not serious.
You can't say anything serious. You can't say anything racist today.
When can you? Shouldn't there be a day? Like, you know, Heritage Day is 24th of September, Pride Day.
Yeah, I think Race Day is basically any time a white person is at the beach. So, like, New Year's Day, if they go to Greece.
No, I don't think you got it wrong. On New Year's Day, we don't go.
No, you do. I have a case which I can refer you to. There's a lady, she's got 100, how much? 250,000?
No, she just drove past.
She was there. No, she was there.
Oh, she was on
What's her name?
It's Plero.
The Sparrow, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. What the Watts do, they go and clean the beach on the 2nd of January, as if the government doesn't do it on the 3rd anyway.
That's right.
So that's how that all started that time. And then now there's a new one. So we got some interesting...
It's quite interesting because Eric said a very... I called him, I said, what's the story? Should we talk about this idiot giving... What I don't like to do is give someone more...
Absolutely, I didn't share...
I don't want to say the name. Yeah. I don't mind the comedians making a joke of it because it eases up on actually going, guys, you know what? Get over yourselves.
Yeah, because I was privy to that video when it first... Like, the first 50 hits...
Who's this guy?
Yeah, then I was like, I'm not going to share this because...
It's on your timeline.
Yeah, I don't want to give him airtime anyway. Yeah.
I didn't even want to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I did.
Because you know, hey.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that bullshit.
But you don't. You always want to know what's he gonna say because he could say anything. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, like, is the racism in the fact of the terminology he uses, or is the racism in the fact that he's happy that sentiment? It's the sentiment, hey.
Yeah.
Because there's a black guy that used the term.
Yes.
And it's also in court, in the same court that Vicky Momba was in, with the same judge and jury and everybody, so the whole same setup is there here in Randburg, but they didn't publicize that.
You know what I find strange is that when are we going to stop talking about this? Because the one guy said we must talk about it every day, talk about race and some of the things. So I said, okay, cool, I get what you're saying. Morgan Freeman had a thing, he said, when are you going to stop talking? He said, well, just stop being racist.
Yeah, like, when are you going to stop? But it's weird. What I found weird,
we've done this before, we spoke about Vicky Mombu,
Penny Sparrow.
Now you got to go. I say, balance up your racism with your stupidity and your empathy.
Yeah, but
work harder.
That's true. Yeah, but we gotta find out with this whole situation is that there's been all the white people on my timeline, or in general, even the public figures, all they all saying the same thing. They're saying because you allow people within your society, in your community, to use such terminology, they feel it's fine because you didn't say anything when they were saying it among you.
I've had someone stop someone at a function or bar thing and say, "Hey, man, don't dig that kind of language."
Because I don't.
So it's strong. Yeah. It's good. It's almost like old school gladiator vibes.
This was an eye opener for me because I don't really know anybody who openly uses.
Yeah. The only person that I personally know is a very, 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 very old black lady. Who won't stop
didn't see
using
that coming.
It.
I didn't see that
she
coming.
She just
at all.
Loves
how does,
it.
How does she use it then?
Every touch as a verb, as a noun, thing, as a just verb. In general conversation.
Oh, dude.
She just can't
it's not the kind of word that makes for a light.
And it's so weird because you want to correct her and say, "Hey, you know what? Like, I'm trying
but,
not
but
to."
But isn't it similar to what the Americans do?
Yeah, yeah. Like listen.
So they're taking the sting away from it.
You're listening to hip hop makes you feel that it's fine to say.
No, but
then what we need is Casper Nyovest to write a song. For her to say to her, like, "No, Granny, you were much cooler than you thought you were long before." Just record her and remix it.
Yeah. But
it is weird though to see that because I'm looking at her going, "You should be the one going as an old
trying to change,
person,
trying
going,
to change,
change it, change it, change it." But that's a whole different story: indoctrination and naturalization, and having said it, she's taken this thing out of it
for herself, but not for everybody
but
around.
She's still
them.
Using it in a hatred way. She's still not digging. The other people that were on the taxi, the other people that took stuff.
So she's not uplifting.
Yeah.
She's just using it in a derogatory term.
In own way.
So then the other one is don't be racist, especially if someone's filming you.
But you're filming yourself.
Yeah, then you're. I know. I didn't actually think of that extra level of dumb fuck.
But I was thinking, yeah, because apparently you sent it to one person.
Oh my goodness!
No one likes any of my tweets.
Because I thought
no one. I sent stuff to Ryan, Ray. I'm sorry, you're on my list now. I'm sending stuff. Let me just
work
the desk here. Ray, I'm gonna send stuff to you from now on.
No, please do.
And no
what
one.
You mean via
anything?
Twitter.
I don't care.
Whenever Dave's on the beach, he loves to send him. Puts on his cowboy hat and he starts.
I always like to do. Like I wear like a loose board shorts with no undies, and I bake in the sun literally, so my one ball actually hangs out. Then I take a like just a random pic, like, "Hey, check how lucky the beach is."
But you don't bring any attention to it.
No, I do. I say zoom in.
Okay. Zoom to my balls.
At your leisure. No, you don't mention the body part.
So yeah. I got 35 impressions of this racist guy. That's my most impressions I've ever gotten for any tweet ever. So people read
it. So that means there's a bit of sensationalism and a little bit of
there is a lot
salacious.
Of
it.
There's also a bit of overreaction from people.
A little bit of overreaction because you can hear that word at a braai this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's happening in the white people community. But I don't. I personally don't know somebody who openly uses.
Well, I think making the racism and the word an actual legal entity to say you're not allowed to do
that. I think you're onto something there.
That's big. It is already.
It is already, yeah.
It is already. That's so right, what you've got to say to the guy, how much
Vicky
of it...
Momberg, 50
so
times.
Work on it every day. Like, go, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? So that your sons and their sons don't get it. Because I was speaking to someone last week, I don't know, I guess.
But he's young,
this
guy,
take
man.
30 years. He's not... Well, what's young? He's in his 30s?
That's young enough. Yeah, he's not like... He's not like he's a Mal Muller or somebody.
It's weird because I was going to say that amongst certainly the white people that I engage with in my age group, never ever hear that word. And now this poopal who's similar age...
Just careful, because poopal is going to become illegal soon as well.
But you know... Yeah, but
as a doctor.
But I find that other races don't have a hotkey. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was an airplane now that recently had to, before they took off, the lady was sending a text to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So she had
and the
text.
Plane didn't take off. And the man, okay, there's a lot of things going on there. So the man
I
read.
That one.
So the guy, she said something about the pilot and the guy next to her, using derogatory terminology. And then he was reading what she was typing to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then she like, she called the air hostess and the air hostess told the pilot. And
where she was like having a private conversation with somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Because
she just typed it on a WhatsApp. Something like
it
that.
Was taking long
for someone to see, or just
for a
her?
Boyfriend because it was taking
long.
No,
like how did the person see?
He was sitting next to her.
Oh, okay.
So he was eavesdropping on a phone,
and then he got offended.
And he got offended, and he called the hostess, and they called the pilots, and the plane didn't take off. Turned around, and they offloaded her. But it made me think, like, as a colored person, what text would she have to send for me to get the plane to not take off?
Yeah.
What would she have to write? I'm sitting next to a bushy.
So saying, what is your, what is your,
what is my
what is your one?
Yeah, there's no.
And then would you be that guy? Would you be? You can actually do it in a personal way. Say, hey man, I don't want to be rude. I read your text and I apologize, but please, that word's not allowed at all in.
Yeah, this, like I don't like being
thank
called
you. Is that cool?
A bushy.
And then do you mind? I'm gonna,
sorry,
I'm gonna
sorry about that, Rich. Never again.
I don't like being called. I don't like being called an older comedian.
Exactly.
That actually does get to me. Like, ladies and gentlemen,
really does, Dave.
Welcome to the box. We got one of the older comedians, a legend. He's a legend.
He got let out the home for this evening. And he got a pass.
Did you just say the L word? You just call me legend.
That's it. So I feel like there needs to be a hotkey for everybody. I don't. That's just my personal.
I mean, there's nothing you could call a heterosexual white male.
No, it is weird
to offend him.
No, you can. You still. How can people fight in Benoni? There's still something that they say. Are you looking at my chick?
Yeah, but that's not the word. Yeah, okay, but that's not a word. Oh. Yo, don't look at my babes.
I would say I could get. It's roasting, but it's got to get to a point where it's both ways. Where we're all getting roasted.
Yeah.
I'll roast Ray on his directional. What did you say? Ray says, where are you? I said, I'm Vessels Road. He goes, no, I'm on River Road. I'm like, okay, well, then you're not. Look for Vessels, then you found Vessels. Yeah, then you were at number 80.
True. I was at 82.
I said, just count down from 82, when you get to 18, stop.
Which is how roads
work. I just left you. I left you. I said, it's a blue gate with a massive satellite dish.
I nearly did pass it as well. I was, I think it was 17 or something.
Yeah. And there's one. There's also one.
17's close.
Yeah, but I was close.
It's one away.
I was close. And then I asked the guy, there's some guy just standing on the road. And
but you are a doctor, so now my friend Ryan said, if you can't know the difference between 80 and 18, he's, what did you say?
I said, sorry, we removed part of your small intestine.
It's the same road.
And it was supposed to be the long same road. It's on the same road. It's fine.
Say stuff.
I was misled. I was misled by
Eric's
technology.
Been here the whole time, eh?
He's been here the whole time.
It's so weird. I didn't see him.
It's weird. You even asked me to say just now.
What time is the podcast off?
No, I've been
listening. What time does Eric arrive here?
No, I've been listening.
Just now.
So guys, keep quiet. I need to do something here quickly. This is when you press a play button on your phone and you don't know what's going to happen. So if there's words here that are illegal.
I smell trouble.
Now there's three ladies that are doing a show called The Bombs. What are they called?
Is this Nina and them?
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, the Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds.
Oh, and for those people wanting to try stand-up comedy, Jittery Citizens has joined forces with the comedy legend himself, that is Chris Forrest.
Ah, lekker.
And we are doing an
older comic.
8-week stand-up comedy course. At the end of the course, you're going to get to perform your own stand-up comedy routine.
There you go.
So if you are interested in trying stand-up comedy,
this is Claudine Allman talking.
DM me or follow me on Instagram. It's Claudie OK Kiddo. That's CLAUDIOKKIDDO for a stand-up comedy masterclass. We have one space left.
Oh man, they've got one space left.
Still love you, Dave. Bye.
Can we do a review of that? Because voice notes should have a certain criteria.
Well, I played the second one first.
But that was muffled. Lots of background noise.
She's at the airport. They're catching a plane.
Should have gone to a cubicle or something. Come on, Claudine.
Yes, Claudine, I want you to. Okay, we'll leave
it. We need to return that message. That's a fucked up message. It's a shit fucking. You know what?
Yeah, okay, yes, more.
Legend Chris Forrest.
We are the Thunderbirds. It's myself, Claudine Allman, Gilly Apter, and Nina Hasty. And we are performing tonight
in the kitchen
in Cape Town. That's tonight and tomorrow night at the Protea Fire and Ice Cape Town.
Okay,
tickets are still available on Quicket, and we would love you guys to be there. It's a three-woman comedy show. Christ. It's going to be hilarious. We sold out in Joburg, and we are about to sell out in Cape Town. Get your tickets. We would love to see you there. Thanks,
Claudine.
Let's do a Chris. So you say when you're recording a voice note, get into a
firstly
a sound
she said,
zone.
Firstly, she said masterclass.
Yeah, didn't make sense.
And then secondly, she sounds like an old lady. I don't feel like the voiceover artist in this voice note is selling it nicely.
Claudine has got a. Have you got a cardigan?
She sounds voice. She's quite muddy.
Have you got a cardigan voice?
I need to go home and wash my doilies. The Thunderbirds.
That sounds old. That just sounds so old. Yeah. Sorry, Claudine.
Because that's from the TV show.
We used to be amazing back in my day.
That's when I came to South Africa on the fucking Great Trek. But it's like.
And there's someone in the back eating a fork on the plate. What the
fuck is going on? This voice is silent. Listen, it's in a studio. This is how you leave a voice note. This is Rishli.
Hi, Claudine. This is how you leave a voice note.
Clanging things in the background. But we did play your voice notes, and we want a lot of people to go to the masterclass and to go and see you at Fire and Ice Hotel in Cape Town.
And we're being very sincere.
Good luck with the Thunderbirds. Thank you, man. We always support comedy. Drum roll, clanging.
Yeah. There's a plate. Get a plate.
Get a plate.
Wax. Can I have another?
So the guys before us were doing waxes. and then as Ryan walks in, Cliff goes, Ryan, do you want your arsehole waxed?
Like, I said, yes, that's exactly what I want.
Hi. Just say hi. Happy Friday. Yeah, Start slowly.
Start with hello.
Yeah.
It's important.
Go straight for the A.
So what is the term we used for that would get the colored person to stop the plane from taking off?
I think that's why
I stopped listening.
For me, it could be bushy. I actually don't like being called when I came to Joburg. It kind of that term got diluted.
You know, even the fact that you're using the word on our radio show, let's call it.
Yeah.
That also it also means it hasn't got this thing, because if you knew it was a bad word, you wouldn't have said.
No, I'm saying, when I came to Joburg, it got diluted because colored people in Joburg call each other bushy.
Mm. Yeah.
But in Durban, that's a very, you don't hear that term at all. Like, I heard it probably like 5 times in my life.
I think for me it's the first time I'm hearing it.
Bushy. Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have thought it was like super offensive. Yeah.
The thing is, every name.
How the fuck am I a bushy, bro?
I don't even know what that means, though. Exactly. Are you a small bush? I don't know.
Every derogatory term has to have
the word bushman.
That comes from bushman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hot nut is also.
Hot nut is the one that'll get my bell.
What's wrong with bushman?
My folks would fuck you up if you said that in the house.
I was at a comedy club. We did a comedy set, and then we went from the one club, which was the sort of theater seated club, into the dance club next door.
Yeah.
And the bouncer said something to one of the colored comedians, but I didn't hear him say it. So we are being with someone else. And then I came outside, because we went in and he stayed outside, and he was crying outside.
What?
Shit.
That is not bushy fucking.
That is stop the plane. No, it was hot not.
Yeah, but that's not the behavior you should. If someone calls you,
you should have been stabbed. <long ago. laughs>
You should go with all the stereotypes after that. Like, he's stereotyping. Okay, sure. Let me go and
just wait here.
Yeah.
You but can't I was start crying. And I said, and I didn't get the answer out of him for like, I'd say a month.
Crying, bro.
So he went back inside, pulled it together. And I said, what happened? I was constantly saying, what happened that night? No, I don't want to talk about it. You know, when you're a little bit drunk and something happens and you're like,
yeah. Especially if you're drinking gin.
This was in the 90s, it wasn't cool.
Now you're sweaty and emotional.
Gordon's, but like
old buck.
What type of crying? Are you talking heaving?
No, just a man cry. Like just like a tear like this.
Oh
like,
yeah.
He didn't want to do the full stereotype.
A champ of thorn.
Yeah, then just like you know, stood on a thorn. A Lego.
You guys go and carry it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna stand outside. Yeah. And you're gonna, I fucking love you. Man. There's no even Uber. How the fuck am I gonna get home?
It was no Uber. 2003.
Yeah, and then the bouncer was like, "Fuck."
It was Uber. It was just starting. The guy had to convince people. Listen, you're very drunk. Can I drive you home?
Oh.
Yeah, that's just weird, man.
You used to do that same drunk move outside clubs, Dave. No,
I am the original Uber.
Can I drive you home? But I just got to the club. Yeah, no, but listen, you're going to get drunk. Let me just drive you home to my house.
Yeah. And say which home?
I just said home. To me, home is in that place.
So you cried. I wonder who now is. Look at all the colored comedians. Is the comedian?
It still is.
He's still a comedian.
Famous comedian.
Joey,
very
good. Yeah. Joey is the only colored community.
No,
it was Kurt.
He looks like he can shed a tear.
Yeah. he's got emotionality.
He's got a very strong emotionality. Because he did hug me a few times the last time at the Comic Con.
Because he's he emotional. Wasn't giving you gigs.
Yeah.
Let me give Rishu a hug.
I was crying because I'm not getting it.
Tafia came in and said, "You guys fucking grow a set. Grow a pair."
Yeah. Yeah, man, but you see, that's exactly it. So it's like he's obviously experienced that word in his upbringing.
Well, he's a lot older than.
Like he's like Eric is saying, his parents will be offended. So imagine if your parents are offended by something. You go out into the world saying that if someone ever says this shit to me, but you'll never expect it to be a Nigerian bouncer.
White bouncer?
Yeah. Oh.
It's Pretoria.
You would expect. I know it was in Pretoria.
Yeah, I know. That's in the arsenal.
Like, but actually, it was. But the thing is, it was said not.
Why?
If you
say
it within earshot, if I say, then I'm doing it, then I've got a consciousness of it. This guy said it directly to him. Like, sorry, you can't come in.
As everyone's walking past, like, what not?
No, he's
then you start hearing it in strange places. At McDonald's.
You can't come in. And then you know what's weird is that that bouncer got fired.
Do you want that grind?
Would have been fired that night. But later on, I phoned him and said, listen, this is the guy. They found him. He got fired.
Because it was racial slurs.
We did the comedy show. The bouncers should have known that those were firstly the guys that were on stage.
Absolutely.
And now the VIP guys said, guys, come to my club. I'd like to, you can have some drinks on the tables there, please. I love the show so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what happens, because that happened to us when we went to in Maritzburg or some
yeah,
town.
It's not the same club.
With Jay, and then we did our WM Zanzi thing, and we played in like the theater. And
Jay is Jason.
And then we went to Goliath. And then we went to like
levels.
And then we went to like, I think it was a news cafe, whatever these type of things, but it was proper heaving, right? So we got there, then they let Jason in. I was standing outside with my sister, and then as we were walking in, the bouncer's like, yo man, those shoes, you can't come in with those shoes.
So he took them off.
Vans. So like, but Jason and Nick and Don and oh, were even in already, yeah. And there were like 20 people around them dancing. They like literally walked straight in, started dancing.
Happy.
Then I was like, yo bro, I'm like let me in, my man, because then we're gonna bounce. Then he's like, no, bro, but the shoes. I'm like, we're going to leave, dog. He's like, we came here to buy bottles and have a party, but now we're going to leave. Then he's like, but the shoes. Then I was like, standing outside, Jay!
Jay!
Yo!
Yo, Jay!
And they're like getting turned
so
up.
So would they have let Kanye West into that club? Absolutely.
Yo, depends on the
sandal.
Bouncer.
Yeah, that's
handle. None of that shoe. It depends on the bouncer, because the bouncer doesn't know. So the owner came and tried to convince us to stay. And you're like, no, bro.
No, you need to change your
folks. We're going to jump into the van and buy.
Yeah.
And then we left. Yeah. Then, but we went to shit party.
And then the whole time, they're standing there like this at the party. Just
we could have been having such a killer.
What the hell, man?
But Jason walked straight in. He had all stars on. I had Vans on. Vans are still...
Vans not accepted? I want to know. Is it a skateboard culture?
Vans are accepted more than
alcohol, drugs. What's the
Vans
deal?
Are easier to get in than with.
Yeah. I would say don't come in with an Uzi shirt.
Yeah, look, any Uzi item of clothing, even jeans. No.
Yeah. So now listen, I'm gonna read a live read at Hop Us Nine. You guys have to keep quiet. We have to do it properly.
Yeah,
for
no
real
swear
people.
Words.
Yeah.
No, and Ryan, Uzi. Just don't talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After this, say whatever you want.
An Uzi shirt and driving in a polo. That's my two. Like if I'm driving in traffic and I look, I'm like black polo. Uzi shirt.
Don't
take your eyes off
the window.
Stuff hanging from the rearview mirror. Yeah,
and wearing
the
one rear of those.
The rearview mirror hanging from the rearview mirror.
Wearing one of those flimsy nightcaps. Yeah, yeah. You know, the nightcap with
the one
with
that
string.
Can, the one that you can pull down and become someone. Yes. You pull it down, no one recognizes you. Like, yes. That guy is a trouble.
The incognito.
The cap with the string, that's so funny.
Just don't do the.
You don't roll that nightcap.
I wonder if.
Never. And deardrop earrings. And a gold tooth.
It's wearing Uzi. He's got his profile pics. Got Uzi top.
Oh no!
But look, it's you and your daughter.
No, it's my son. Yeah.
Okay, it's you and your son. So that's fine.
No, it's still not fine.
It's family.
No,
I'm joking. There's no reason to wear.
As long as you both not wearing matching Uzi.
I don't care how tight the material is.
So raised profile picture, you have to change it, hey?
Those I have
four
to,
letters.
Now I got a better picture.
I was walking in Durban, so now I've got also a black comedy, black comedian. I'm the only white comic. I'm walking there. No, so the other two, it's Kosky and Cole. And he puts his hoodie on over his head.
Scene change.
So I'm trying to say to him, because what happens is, to be aware of racism isn't a lack of feeling.
Yeah,
you should be walking down the street and doing
not
what you
caring,
do.
Not caring, yeah.
And I kind of, and then we were running from the Moses Mbeda Stadium across to the Kings Park side to get our car. So I'm running, and my comedian friend's running with me, and his friend's also running with him, but they've got their hoodies on because it's a lot, right? So I'm like, guys, I'm going to walk. And just walk with me, take your fucking hoodies off, because it looked either like they were chasing me or I was running with them.
Yeah, you're
and I'm, like, and I'm telling you now, and it doesn't even matter how unracist you are, me running with my hoodie onto my car would have not been noticed. They would have just seen two black guys.
It's just Rocky, Balboa.
Yeah, I'm just running. And I stopped. I said, take the hoodies off, please. Let's just walk to the car.
It's not cause a scene here in the parking lot.
I don't care if it's raining. Because obviously hair getting wet is not cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I'd rather have wet feet.
No, but then you got your Vans on and you're not allowed in.
I know, fucked up.
I would have taken my shoes off, given them to the bouncer and said, sorry, man, thank you so much. And just walk in there. Now he's standing there.
That's literally the first time somebody didn't want to let me in based on a pair of Vans, though. Because Vans are not all-stars. Because all-stars are, since that movie, what's that one that had Elvis, that Presley guy? Presley, the...
Jason Priestley from 90210.
The one that he has a hijacker. He used to wear all stars in that movie, and then it became like the cult thing was that all stars were like hijackers.
He knows his shoes, does Richard. He knows the history of.
I didn't go so deeply into the movie. Ray, what shoes are you wearing?
I did this.
Alright, so we're gonna do this thing, and then we're gonna talk to you. Ray's a doctor.
Ray's many things.
I'm here,
and he's traveled from.
And I had a bit of a palpitation this morning. I'm so glad you're here, bro.
Yeah. Who's up for a consultation?
Me.
During the show.
I'm here.
Okay, cool.
While he's doing the read.
So you guys,
I'm gonna be serious.
I don't know. This is a lot of stuff to read, so you just all have to relax. Are you ready?
What are you reading about, firstly?
It's a movie?
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Did you go see it?
What, The Equalizer?
Yeah.
Of course I went to see it, man.
Okay, well then you can talk afterwards.
I watched the first one on Wednesday, but go ahead, do the thing.
All right, cool. The Equalizer 2 released in the US last month and hit number one at the box office. It's also the first movie sequel that Denzel Washington has ever done, and there's already talk of a third. Denzel is reprising one of his signature roles as Robert McCall in Equalizer 2, which hits cinemas on August 24th, which was yesterday. Okay. McCall serves an unflinching justice for the exploited and oppressed. But how far will he go when that is someone he loves? When his former agency boss, the only friend, is killed in an ordered hit, McCall leaps into action to avenge her death. To settle the score, he will have to face four highly experienced killers who have the same precision training as him.
House music. Is that
The Equalizer 2 is an action thriller showcasing Denzel Washington at his best. CliffCentral.com and Sony Movie South Africa gave you the chance to see the movie the day before release at an exclusive preview screening yesterday, which Eric was at.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah.
Were you not able to join us? Well, don't worry. The movie hits cinemas today, August the 24th. You don't want to miss this one. Head over to CliffCentral.com for more details. Today's August the 25th.
No, today's August the 24th, actually. Yesterday was the 23rd, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Random fact.
So we did it, guys. Give us a round of applause.
Everybody claps, claps. Random fact, Denzel Washington is a symmetrical face. Did you know that? That's why he's was not voted for as the sexiest man so many times.
Because you can take his photo from the front.
And
the
if you've done half his face, you can make him...
You can make those butterflies. You can make the butterfly.
Butterflies.
You put ink on his
butterfly
face.
Butterfly kisses. Butterfly kisses. Every white wedding I've been to.
Ray, welcome
all three
to the
of
show.
Them.
Thanks for having me.
Like butterfly kisses.
Butterfly kisses.
All the white weddings.
Yeah, all. And it's a weird song to
it
dance.
It is, hey, because he's danced. My daughter. Yeah. Well, I think you can give butterfly kisses to your
but
daughter.
But you know what a butterfly kiss is?
Yeah, hey.
That's a little pick, isn't it?
How do you do it?
Come eyelashes.
Do it.
Come here, boy. You know what's nice? Jonty does the sexual afterwards. You can butterfly. But I think that's probably weird.
Call Gattercliff in like, do you want to get butterfly kisses?
Come on, baby.
So do your eyelashes. What do you do with your eyelashes? Do you make it?
Just open and close them fast
on the person's face. Yeah.
No, all on the eyelashes.
On the eyelashes.
And what do you actually use your lips?
No, I'm sorry.
It's eye kissing.
Yeah.
No, man, that's weird. It's not eye kissing.
It is
eyelashes. It's eyelashes on your skin.
You just rub eyelashes together.
No, it's totally innocent, Ryan. Great. What did you think it was? Opening up the actual butterfly.
I don't know what the fuck.
Kissing the inside of a butterfly.
You don't connect eyes. It's just like on your cheek or like your forehead. If they eyes close to you and they just
put your son to bed and he's sleeping. You don't want
to
wake him up, so you just
it's not eye to eye. I thought it was eye to eye.
No,
well,
you can do it on the cheek.
That's what I thought it was impractical. How do you touch eyes?
No, you don't touch the eye, but come here, I'll tickle your eyeball.
But you have afterwards.
You have to have like those
long ass eyelashes.
You have to have like those Kim Kardashian eyelashes.
Yeah, those fake ass.
Oh, it's Pep Guardiola here as well.
Pep Guardiola's here. Ray, what is your field of study?
I'm specializing in anesthesia now.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But
do you have a practice or at the hospital?
I used to have a practice and I gave it all away to a friend. Yeah. And
then to a friend
named Robert.
Such a friendly.
He's a doctor too. So
how do you keep your friend? Wait.
Not gave it away. Like I sold it to him.
Okay. So then what is your plan now? Because when I saw your CV, Ryan saw it as well. Like you're doing an art exhibition.
Yes, yeah. On the 15th of September, I'll be having my first art exhibition and I'll start comedy. It'll be my first time.
You're going to do comedy at the art exhibition?
Yes.
Jeepers, you've gone big. What shoes will you be wearing?
I don't know.
Don't
let you in.
So tell us about this art. I know it's a difficult thing to talk about your art, but
maybe it's only you guys will be able to see some of the work.
But no, we'll put it, if you send some of this, we will put it onto the.
Yeah, some machine. Of them are just works in progress, but
you seem to work digitally because I
Photoshop. Yeah. I use an iPad for everything for the art part.
So that's quite passionate then, because there's a qualified anaesthetist,
which takes a long time.
It seems like it.
Anaesthetist.
seems like it, but I've been doing art for all my life. So
okay.
Yeah, I tried to do it the conventional way. You know, you buy the canvas and you paint and whatnot. So it would be very cumbersome and it's tedious and it's
messy. Always have to have that stuff with you, but you can carry your op-ed with you.
Yeah, like this one is very practical. You just delete and you start all over again.
You can't have Equalizer 3.
We can.
Why
because
not?
Because you've
not?
Equalized. It should go back to one again.
It shouldn't have even been two.
Yeah, if you put it like that.
Have you seen the first movie?
No.
Yeah, that's
nobody equalized.
No, there is an equalizing, but then he helps people. That's his job.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alright. Does he travel through time?
Which one is that?
Terminator.
Denzel travels through time.
Like Universal Soldier is the one with the travel.
No, this one's a recent one. He went in a time machine and stopped a serial killer.
Jesus. You know that all these movies.
Oh, that's way back. Just went one day. It was a time machine. You could go back one day. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ray, show us. We got your pics.
He's getting there.
We'll give you the Wi-Fi code.
Take too many pictures.
No. You can send it to us and we'll put them onto the thing.
Jeez.
So on the 15th of September, where is it being held?
Tewumbeni Main Hall in Nkowa. It's just
you have to say that much slower.
Nkowa.
How far north are we traveling?
Are we looking at about 500 Ks? From here.
And have you sold tickets? You've got friends, you've got people coming?
Yeah, I've got friends and family coming. I've got people that I'm advertising to. Normally, I used to go around schools and trying to motivate the youth, telling them to use their talents because, you know, now unemployment is very high and, you know, the conventional way of getting work is no longer, enough.
Entrepreneur vibes?
Entrepreneur vibes and also sort of like a Robin Hood complex there. Yeah, nice. I'm trying to give back and whatnot because I've been in that situation. I've made it myself, and where I am, I'm in a position where I can, you know, share some of the wealth.
You look very young. You look like it also looks like an actor.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, Dave. You're doing wonders.
What's
for my ego.
Look a bit like Zeb.
No, not Zeb.
Go deep again, Dave.
Zeb.
Who's the guy in Jerry Maguire?
Oh, I don't know what
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding.
Wow. I love black people. Show me the money.
Yeah, I know that movie.
After Adam's things, you must just...
We've been having this conversation.
Must tone it down, Jim. At least a week.
Just
take the day off.
Go to the beach.
Just smile. No.
Wear
smile.
Wear a cowboy hat.
Smile to yourself. Don't say things out loud.
I don't take my cell phone to the beach. Now I've got a reason to not take it. Because it gets sand on it.
Yeah.
Not because I'm going to film myself.
I do not take it.
The phone doesn't go to the beach.
I take my phone because I always think some shit's going to happen. What if a tsunami happens? You'd be like, fuck.
You don't phone anyone when the tsunami happens.
You are who filmed that shit?
Oh, true.
Yeah. I want to phone.
Nice. But hang on, Ray. When I said you look young, so you're obviously not because then you studied, medicine. You studied, specialized. So that's 7 years.
Yeah, I've done some time. 36. I turned 36 this year.
No, then you look young, man.
Oh,
you're making me. Ryan, there's still time, really. Why do you look like
Do you do print media?
Do
you print it?
Yeah, after I've done this, I'll print.
Onto canvas.
On canvas, yeah.
So now you're going to have, you've had a few printed, you've hired the place, you've gone full.
Yeah.
So you're going to do stand up?
I'm also trying to raise funds because when I was going around the schools, you would see, you know, it's a. Breaks my heart to see what the kids have to go through, so we're trying to raise funds as well. I'm going to use this event to do that.
Have you seen the Jay-Z documentary called Picasso?
And
you know the Jay-Z song Picasso?
Yeah, I know it. But
so he does a similar thing. So he does he gets an art gallery.
Yeah.
So he says so he has to make the music the art. So he invites people to an art gallery and then he sets it up like an art gallery and he performs inside there like as an art. So what he does is he brings each person up. He lets him sit on the chair.
Okay.
And then he just does his freestyles. He does the whole thing at each person. It's very dope.
Yeah. Doesn't you have to girls.
No, put your number on this paper because I would love to date you.
Does
he
do that?
Come on tour.
Now you've got some more ideas. No, but that's amazing because you're properly giving back. When I see stories like schools with the toilet problems, a kid falling down a toilet. You've got to go. How are we even worried about land grabbing and things? And then the politician said, now that we've given permission from the president, we're going to start fixing schools. Yeah. When those promises were made in
93.
Campaign promises.
Yeah. Yep. But the government can't do all of it. The community has to step up. That's why I'm starting this thing. I'm trying to show them that we can do it for ourselves. And the government gives us the opportunity and the environment to can flourish. So I'm just...
So what do you think is going to be the outcome? So people, have you invited them old school invites?
I did that. I'm hoping this will also go a long way.
Well, we've got 5 listeners, Michelle. Yeah.
And I've got like 10 followers on Twitter.
Cornelius. So. You're 10. Michelle, Cornelius can't come because Cornelius is in Durban. Michelle's in Cape Town.
So we've got a rugby team.
No, Frosty. What's his name? Rusty? Woody? Woody's in Holland.
Yeah. No, not Woody. Rob is in Holland. Rob?
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Woody's here.
Is Woody here?
Yeah, Woody's here.
Why has he come to the show?
No, I don't know. No, he's in PE. That's why he doesn't come to the show.
That's a hell of a commute.
But we'll have, we've got doctors. You're the second doctor on our show.
Okay. Second comedian doctor.
Second comedian doctor on the show.
Yeah, people like dying.
Riyad Musa, I'm sure.
He doesn't want to come on our show.
No, he doesn't want to come on our show.
It's Eid or something. Or
Woody.
Is it?
Are you still locked on that?
You might invite him.
I'm still wondering why you can't have the equalizer 3. In mathematical terms, it would be the equalizer naught again.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. He doesn't
sudden death.
He doesn't equalize anything, man. He's doesn't just a guy that likes to have.
Don't tell us what happens in the movie.
Spoiler, I'm not going to tell you what happens. Spoil it for the people. I can tell you what happened in the first movie because you've had 4 years to watch it, actually.
I'm getting to it.
I had 4 years to watch Game of Thrones and I couldn't be bothered.
No, oh, it's so long.
Fuck Game of Thrones. The first one is just he just likes peace and order in the world. He works in a hardware store. Nobody suspects that he's an ex.
There's a bit of a Jesus vibe.
Guy. Yeah, he's just.
Hardware or carpentry?
No, hardware store. It's actually.
So hang on. But he is trained, military trained.
Like a wall, it's like a Walmart. Yeah, he's okay. Military trained.
But think about all the stuff that's in a hardware store. There's nails.
Exactly.
There's nail guns.
Nah. So that's funny enough. That's what he uses.
In I'm
not gonna finish the thing. But there's a scene in
could use
in
a
movie.
Spade.
There's a scene in the movie where a guy like
very
robs.
Surreptitious.
He robs the cashier at gunpoint. So while he's robbing the cashier, this guy's just taking note of what this guy looks like. He walks out behind him, jumps in his car, makes a note of the number plate, and then before he leaves work that day. He grabs one of the sledgehammers and he just leaves with it. And then the next day, the lady's got a ring back because the guy steals a ring from her. And then
he just
returns the hammer.
I like this guy.
He's like wiping the hammer and putting it back on the shelf. Like it's still got the barcode on it.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
That's
in the movie.
Oh, no, totally not going to see it.
Do the damn movie.
Gives me the thrills.
Do the movie.
Knowing that someone doesn't like you at a hardware store. Follows you to your car. I don't think he's a nice guy
but
at
Dave,
all.
But you only watch Lego Movie and
no.
That's like
and Captain Underpants for sure.
But also think about it. When you see in a movie, have you ever been hit with a spade on the head? You don't get knocked out immediately.
Jesus.
If you're going to hit someone with a spade hard on the head, you must know.
Why did you say Jesus?
Like that's how I want you to know that I don't ever want to be eaten.
You just pray now?
Yeah, I took a moment.
The shortest prayer possible. One word, Jesus.
Would Jesus please?
That was me knocking on his door and he opened us like...
But you can't. I see in the movies, like they see the guy, and then the spade goes, dong, makes like,
and the guy's out. Yeah.
You
roll
won't.
Over,
I've hit someone. I mean, I'm saying, in hypothetically, I've hit someone with a spade. Didn't pass out. They turned around and went, and no, and I'm like, ah,
you used one of those little
wrong weapon.
You didn't swing
a little one from the beach.
Didn't consider.
You didn't swing hard enough.
I was hitting,
man.
I was smacking Greek guys on the.
No, you lucky. You lucky that happened. A guy I know did like 8 years in jail for hitting someone on the head with a spade.
Oh shit!
Eight years. Yeah, he came
did
out
the
early.
Guy pass out though.
The guy was in
serious
condition.
My guy didn't pass out. So he just said, "What do you think? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Sorry, man.
He
I slipped.
Spaded him.
Sorry."
No, my brother's friend was cleaning the yard, and then some guys parked their combi in front of his house and just started making a noise. Then he's like, "Guys, come on, you can't be doing this. You guys don't live here." They're like, "Yeah, footsack, you're not gonna tell us." Then the guy's like, "Okay. Just wait here one second." Went to the back of the house and dragged the spade. He didn't even carry it. He just dragged the spade.
Yeah.
The first guy was like, "What are you going to do?" Pong. Second guy was like, "What are you?" Pong. Second guy was like, "No, I'm not even with them." Pong. And then he left him. He carried on cleaning the yard. Then like 15 minutes later, when they woke up, they started walking away. Then he turned around and was like, "Hey, gents, you forgot your kumbi. You guys drove here. You don't have to walk home. Get your shit." And like, yeah.
Because that's like amazing. The warning shot. Dragging the spade is the warning shot.
Because you hear it all the way from here.
It's very like Halloween.
Because there's a conversation that happens like, is it
that a spade? No, but they weren't over their house music. What I'm assuming it was great music.
No, obviously the guys put it softer when the guy said, "Wait here." So that was already cue to leave. Like, gents, let's just jump in and move. Let's go further down the road.
But also, spades hard to wield. Anyway, we're not talking about these things. As an anaesthetist, let's try and get it back. What knocks people out other than spades?
Oh, there's a couple of things.
Punches.
What's in your comedy? Like, you've got a kid. One
yeah,
kid?
I'm basically loosely on based on my life experiences. Okay. Yeah, what I've gone through so far. I've been through some shit. So yeah.
But how bad? Because we've had some bad guys on this show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We've had some proper. We had some drug addicts.
How bad? How bad?
We had murderers.
Well, not murderers.
Okay. Okay. Well, we just need to know life. From 1 to 10.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. No financial things. You know, okay. I was in a business. I had a franchise. It clobbered me. I was in 3 million or 4 million in debt at some stage.
Oh, shit. But this is, I wouldn't say, okay, it's cool that you're making comedy out of that, but that's TED talk in there. You should be showing people how to get out of debt.
Yeah, I think that's where this is heading. Because apart, I was still explaining, just we got sidetracked. But
big time.
Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, so I will be sharing the way I live and you know how I managed to get out of that and how I am now, because like I work 2 days a week and I still make the same amount of money and whatnot, so I have got lots of time and freedom to do whatever I want. I'm not full time employed.
You must teach Eric that. Okay. 2 days a week, buddy.
What is that?
He works 2 days a week and makes the same money he did when he worked.
Is Eric going to double his work week up?
The hospital's calling you.
Son. Yeah.
I think you should take that, bro.
Is that a hospital call?
Yeah, let me just answer
that. No, please, okay, please. Take it. I don't know if a doctor.
Suhail didn't get any calls. This is a real doctor.
Got no calls.
I've actually got a list of two, so.
There we go. You're off. But if you take the doctors, so have you seen Riyadh's comedy?
Mm-hmm.
There isn't much of doctor stuff in there. It's kind of like
life.
Quiet, childish. It's jokes. It's corny it's stuff. Life. So Hale stuff isn't major doctory words. He's not using. He's
just
kind of
starts
corny
by saying
one-liners.
Yeah, and that people
are dying. I'm telling you jokes.
But no, so Hale doesn't talk about being a doctor much. Not from what I've
but
seen.
But Ray seems more sort of community-based, not doctorish, but like I can see what he's doing. Like have a sense of humor about the fact that if you're 3 million rand in debt,
yeah,
life is shit.
But at the moment,
you're
it wasn't
need,
funny.
Yeah, at the time, it wasn't funny. I'm guessing. Yeah, Ray, are you okay? Are you back on? Oh, you're not okay.
Telling him what to administer.
Yeah, someone woke up. They're like, listen.
your anesthesiologist.
We're not done.
Anesthesioscopy.
Surgerizing.
We are not done surgerizing.
His spleen is still outside. We need to put it back.
And he's
now
awake and very upset about
this. Yeah, he's very sad. He doesn't like seeing his spleen.
He's an overall
he
sadness.
Yeah, he's just not
actually,
happy.
Actually, I read an article in the
in
news,
a journal.
In the news. Yesterday, it was an anesthetist, right? He murdered his wife. And his daughter by mistake. His daughter not, but his wife on purpose, but his daughter got involved.
In this anesthetizing.
Yeah, you know what he did? He was having an affair with some other person and his wife said, "No, I'm not gonna divorce you, right?" So he got you know these balls, those
gym balls.
Those big yoga balls.
Yeah.
And he filled it with carbon monoxide.
Don't give away the how you did it.
And he put
an equalizer four.
And he put it in the boots of a car.
So it would have
and it released obviously into slowly the car because you can't smell carbon monoxide, you
oh
know that.
Goodness!
And then he tried to force his daughter to stay at home and do homework, and then she went
she
to the mother.
In the car.
And then their boat just pulled off on the side
so
of the road.
So this looks in trouble. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. Confused.
Ray, while you were away, we got sidetracked even more
about
an anesthetist that murdered his wife. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
what I like about yours is that you found a sense of humor within all this.
Yeah, well, you have to. Otherwise, you'll go mad.
So how's your evening going to go on your exhibition? You've got guys coming. What time? Tell us the deal.
I wanted to maximize the opportunity because we get the venue from the whole day, basically. So I'm going to get like PlayStations and for the kids. And then there'll be, we'll have a sort of like a World Cup tournament, kind of like an African, because we never really qualified.
We never got it.
We never got anywhere.
Okay, cool.
Maybe we'll have some progress with this one.
Jeez, that's huge. You're going, that's big.
Yeah, so they, you know, because there's a huge problem of a drug called Nyaope. And so it's one of the things I'm hoping if it sticks, then we continue doing that. Because they do it because they don't have any other things to do, no recreational activities, so they go for the drugs and whatnot. So if we can have something like that going, and then plus the comedy part is for the adults mainly, but even the kids, they're welcome to come. So you qualify to enter the tournament by buying a ticket of the main comedy show in the evening. So, yeah.
And then how many comics...
Yeah, we've got a couple few friends.
He wants an open spot. That's why he's asking.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. The more the merrier. We've got
people.
Do you want to go to Jejuri Citizens? They can teach you to do comedy.
Where is this?
Marcy.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm at the Slow Lounge eating breakfast. That's all the clanking. Adore you both. Bye, babes.
Adore us both. There's three of us here, Claudine. Yeah. Four, actually.
Five. Now she's flossing. Now I'm here slow.
Yeah, she is.
I've been here since 1800s.
Claudine, there's five of us, and you're not in the slow lounge. We know you can't get into the slow lounge.
You're outside of the slow lounge.
You're the food court.
The slow lounge is quiet. It's slow, bro.
But now I don't want Ray to. Mm. You drove from Zanine.
Yeah.
You're staying in a hotel.
Yeah, well, I just checked
and
out.
And you're on the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we need
Isn't
to get
it amazing?
You. I want people to come to your thing. So obviously you can, I will give you the link to this.
Yeah.
So you can play that and send the link to people that you know. So they can listen.
I would really appreciate that.
You got the place for the whole day.
Yeah.
You're doing an amazing thing and you haven't been, mm-hmm. you haven't been asked for permission. You're just doing it.
No, I mean,
do you need like government?
What more permission do I need? I mean, a better, healthy society is for it's best for
and
everybody.
And what's the area called?
Involved. Tebombeni Main Hall. Do you know?
I don't know Zanin.
Okay,
I've never been there.
I need to.
I know it's on the map.
Do you know Polokwane?
Bella.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay,
fine.
Zanin.
There's not much going on though. But
Tabazimbi. How far is that?
Tabazimbi. I've never been to Tabazimbi, but I estimate.
I did a gig there.
Yeah.
And I never want to go back either.
Oh my goodness.
I tried to find a bouncer.
I want to change that.
Before the gig, I tried to find a bouncer to throw me out of the gig.
Call me whatever you want.
Throw me out.
You were crying.
Sorry. How was the gig? How did it go?
Sorry, do you work here? Do you want to just throw me out quickly?
Yeah. I'm wearing Vans.
Hey, Dave. How was your experience?
I know the equalizer.
It was lovely. The place was clean. The people were nice. It was just fantastic. And I actually might go back there with my kid during school holidays.
Zanin is beautiful. I'm sure Zanin is similar to that. It's just
but I always see you always see Messina,
Clarence.
Mm-hmm. You see the weather report. So where's Zanin on the map? Are we west?
Messina is on top.
Yeah.
And then you come down slightly.
Oh, okay.
And then on just before you get to the level of Joburg, it's somewhere in the middle there.
Okay, there. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're traveling west, northwest.
We're traveling west, east. Where's east. The sun? The sun sets.
Side.
The sun.
Boxburg.
In the west.
Yeah. Sun rises in Boxburg.
So you're traveling east.
I realize that we are into summer because dropping my kid off at school, when I drive back home to the east, that sun is in my car. And there's no flaps that can change.
Your son is in your car.
No, I've dropped him at school.
The sun was in your car.
My son was in the car. The sun is in my car.
It's confusing because they're both suns.
I just wanted like you traveled from. You drove from this morning?
Yeah, that's how much it means.
5 hours? 4 hours?
Yeah.
Man, thank you.
Yeah, it was
so we're going to try and get people to come. So in the gallery, you got your PlayStations for the kids.
Yeah.
Have you got a little bit, I know it sounds weird, have you got some sort of security that at least the guys aren't doing your thing on the PlayStation console?
Yeah, we definitely have good security.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some guys who are going to be helping us there.
And then have you got other artists exhibiting as well?
I tried to get some with the Department of Arts and Culture.
Because Ryan plays guitar.
You know, government departments, things tend slowly. You're saying?
Ryan plays guitar.
And Ryan draws. I haven't drawn for a while.
He's more than welcome. There'll be some guys playing jazz music. Okay. Very good guys. They're also quite
15th
talented.
15th of September. This is a place 15. To be.
Yeah.
And then, like you said,
we're
going to
light
it
up.
And what have you called your event?
Come again?
What's your event called?
It's called Mafenya Only.
Okay.
For those who don't speak Venek, it's jokes only.
I speak Venek.
You can find it if you just use those phrases. They are available on CompuTicket, ShopRite, Checkers, whatever, online as well. Yeah,
you've gone big, man.
Yeah. Imagine really it becomes like the Grahamstown type festival.
I would rather go to Zanin than Grahamstown,
it will.
Honestly.
It will. If people come, it will. It
so
will.
Get sponsors involved.
I am working very hard.
They'll do anything.
The iStore.
Effinicity.
Because I use an iPad. I even contacted them, but I haven't gotten a word back yet.
The thing is, the fact that you're doing it is cool.
Yeah,
half the time, someone says, why didn't it work? I didn't think it would work.
You didn't
do it.
Yeah, you never know until you try something.
Yeah. And you don't care if they say no, because you got them, you got their contacts, they're there.
Yeah, so we'll just try again.
Because you were prolific, because we got an email from you to Cliff Central, and then they asked me, so you have him on the show? I'm like, yes, a doctor, comedian, we'll have those on the show any day.
I really appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, man. It's Ryan. And Eric's mostly.
You know what I think Ray should do is you should film your first set and send it to us, and then let's have a look at Rose's skills.
What if I bomb?
No, especially if you bomb. I'll feel better about myself.
It might be coming.
All right, I'll do that.
There's only two types of comedians. Those that
Hey, it might turn into
a TED talk. So like, if you see people taking out notebooks
and
jotting stuff down,
skip just the jokes,
swivel it on,
swivel it on the script.
Yeah, just like,
and that's the end of the comedy section. We're not going to speak about
about hepatitis now.
What are the big diseases? How listeriosis was that a big thing?
Yeah, no, we nearly died from polio, man.
H1N1, that's a big one.
Do you want to know about our Lord and Savior HPV? What? Wait, what? Hold on, come back. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So hang on. So you speak Vinak?
I speak Vinak.
Do you? Which Vinak?
I speak broken Zulu.
Broken Zulu. I love that.
I can say Lo Spade.
No. No, Dave. What is Dave? That, Dave. Dave. we have Adam already. Dave. Dave.
You know, like the one day I was in a bus going to
I
was going to visit my granny, and then these two dudes were planning to rob me, but they were talking in Zulu, but I could hear them. Then I was like, hey, I need to tell him that I can hear them. But they're like, yeah. Anyway, they were actually planning to jump out the bus with me, and I could hear them. Then when I stood up, then I sat down, and I was like, I'll wait. Then like I was like, I mean, you can rob that lady there. She doesn't understand.
So you transferred your
crime. Transferred the victim.
That is so blazing.
Transfer. I am good to rob.
Shifted
I do
your mugging.
Yeah.
Then they were like, as soon as
I her watch,
and they were like, then like they were talking about they're gonna grab me as soon as you get out. Then I was like, I jumped. I stood up at a different stop just to see if they're gonna get up. And they got up. Then I sat down. I was like, I'm afraid. And they were like, what? So I was like, but why you on the rock?
It's funny that this takes place on a bus.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because in Greenwood Park in Durban, the only way to get there, if you don't have a car, is by bus. Like they don't have like a taxi or whatever.
So these guys will use the bus as their sort of crime.
Yeah, that's what they do. So normally, what they do is they'll jack you when you get in. So what happens is when you're jumping in the bus, women especially, they'll open their bag and take out their purse or whatever, and they just grab your shit and run. Or they'll wait in a bus, and then when you're jumping out, grab your shit. It's always
I always wait. Whenever you've got to wait for the of the door.
Yeah, so but these are in Durban.
I'm going to crime.
They got those old school Indian buses. It's not the couch train. It's not the one.
It's just the door opens on like a knob.
A little knob. You can open it yourself if you want to. It's one of those vibes. And then
I see.
I transferred.
This is interesting.
We've
discussed quite things. Quite what is a tip? Give us two or three tips in terms of financial mess. Because I'm not saying that Ryan's got like a
I'm heading towards 3 million rands worth of debt. So
of assets. Eric's doing okay. He's working hard. Broke.
I'm just broke.
Brokeback Mountain.
But okay, so give us
minus the bum sex.
Besides the fact that you
don't minus it.
No, minus.
I charge for that.
I just I just sleep in a tent in the mountains.
I actually threw Rishu out of my tent the other night.
Because
he's wearing Vans. nice work, Eric.
He was about to spoil.
Eric and I both got our asses kicked in the roast.
Oh, man, roast.
We have a team now.
By the same guy. Oh, yeah.
We're going to write each other's roast.
We need to talk about the roast, I think, next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have a beef.
I don't have a beef. I have a steak. But everybody has
a tuffle.
Everybody has a, like, that I've spoken to has
a
similar
thing to say about the thing.
Opinion that I do.
Yeah, but you see, we're scared to say anything because we want Comedy Central to be on board, but we'd also like them to do something more than what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I agree with what they're doing. They're putting content.
I want them to invest in my content.
This,
did you watch it?
Netflix, are they active in the space?
They are in South Africa a bit, but I think they're trying to max whatever's trying to kick them out. But Netflix are here.
Netflix are here.
We're reading it again. The movie.
Something else.
Okay, cool. We did it so well, we get another one.
Is that another movie?
I don't know.
Swags.
This is the real deal. This is the real deal. Okay. We got a man to man show that comes on this on Clip Central as well. So we're going to talk about that. But give us a financial thing quickly before we do this.
I would say make sure your revenue's up and your expenses are very low.
And you went into a franchise, which is upfront money. You got to give them $750 to
and
start.
Plus I had to take up a loan and
so was it chicken?
It was sausages and hot dogs and whatnot.
Okay. Got to go for chicken. I'm just going to say.
Sausage.
Yeah, how
do you keep it?
That's why I missed it. I should have fried chicken.
Besides that, this is maybe a financial thing. What does it mean to be a man in today's world? There's a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of 6 podcasts, Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world. Equally relevant to men and women, it provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the 3 core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the four big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex.
I'm
man
so
to
certain.
Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. And that is on our cliffcentral.com website. You can go and find us. How many there? Six.
That really sucked me in until you told me it was sponsored by alcohol. I was like, oh, two drunk guys talking shit about manhood.
About being
That's
men.
That's our show. But I would actually listen to that, because there is a big problem at the moment with, so you've got the Me Too
campaign. Birds and the bees, basically.
Where do men that are 14 or 15 get their masculinity from? So I think it's actually excellent.
Yeah, especially in the world of Instagram and men are doing their eyebrows.
DMs. Butterfly kisses.
Things are getting
butterfly kisses.
Men are doing their eyebrows. Right, I see what you did there.
Please can you let us know, send a voice note on the 15th before your show, and then send another voice note after your show.
Okay.
And then
okay,
also be strong, man. I think what you're doing is excellent. Ray,
no, thank you for coming from you guys. It's
Ray Shivamba.
Ray Shivamba,
thank
not
you.
Related.
It's so nice.
Not related to Floyd Shivamba.
I wish you all the luck in your thing, in your endeavors there, brother.
Yes. I really appreciate you guys.
Best of the blessed.
Remember
thank
that
you so much
the voice note police are here, though. Make sure your voice notes are on point.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to start training for that.
That's not hard.
You do very harsh on
voice
notes.
Don't send voice notes.
Don't go to the kitchen with
the slow lounge.
Yeah.
Clanging?
Claudina's busy washing the dishes in the slow lounge.
I guess I'm just kind of slow lounge.
Claudine's washing dishes. But she's improvised. Ray, thank you for being with us. Ray Shivambu.
Shivamba.
Shivamba.
You did well the first time.
Ray Shivamba. Thank you for coming. And then we're going to find out how your thing went. We're also going to listen to the Masculinity
Man to
podcast sponsored by Carling Black Label. Yeah. And then if you haven't got anything to do this weekend, go and see Equalizer 2. Go and see it twice, which is definitely. Equalizer 4. No. Carry the 1.
Thank you. Okay, guys.
You have a point.
Ryan, anything you're doing this weekend?
I'll be shooting a video of myself on the beach.
Oh, you're going to the beach?
Nah.
Can I do it at Boxburg at the Waterworld?
You can do it at Wild
in the sand pit.
Yeah.
Can't I just do it at the sand pit outside the spur?
Nikki Beach.
Because you must, if you do want to go and see what Tats and Konza did, a very funny one. Rob and Fune did a funny one as well. They were very funny.
David's one was funny because he started. David actually started the whole thing.
David Cow.
Yeah. He was the first video.
Oh, for real?
Let me give you a weather report. I'm here. And where was he standing?
In a cargo. In a
There's not parking. One car guard.
Yeah.
It's heaven on earth. I would have liked buddy. A car to go.
But Tats's one was
that guy in Tats's the gardener in Tats's one was the ultimate.
Ah, for
tick. I sugar man. Perfect. You couldn't have planned this.
Let me go get my spade. Ryan, you're not doing anything.
No, I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling.
Ray, we wish you all the best. 15th of September.
Thank you.
You're doing an amazing thing. And we're going to find you and follow you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be at an open air, an outdoor craft festival tomorrow doing open air comedy. Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Craft beer.
Let's go.
Craft beer.
Why am I not there?
Guys.
That's a good question. You can come.
Leave.
Okay, bye. My name's Dave Levinson. This has been the Just Now Comedy Podcast. What's your name?
My name's Eric Janssen, and don't wear Vans to the club.
Fuck off.
This is CliffCentral.com.